So if you were tuned in yesterday, you would have heard us talk about this new report from the Grattan Institute predicting that most Australians will be able to save enough to retire comfortably. But Industry Super Australia begs to differ and hits back, calling the research dubious and unrealistic. It claims the report assumes Australians will work continually and continuously for 37 years and that most of us will be able to make voluntary contributions to our super during the course of our careers. Now, some experts are warning that if we don't know how much income older Australians should aim for in retirement, it's hard to know whether the current level of compulsory super is adequate. Simon Cohen is research fellow with the centre-right think tank, the Centre for Independent Studies. He's done extensive research on retirement incomes policy. Simon Cohen, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
Do you agree with Grattan that something like 91% of us will retire with plenty of money for our retirement?
My sense is that number's probably a little high, and it's a function of some of the assumptions they made in their modelling. But I think it's important to understand that what we're talking about when we talk about retirement incomes and comfortable living, for most people in the bottom half of the income distribution, we're actually talking about the age pension and not superannuation. And the work that Grattan's done, in my mind, really sort of solidifies that central point that most people in retirement will be on the age pension, some people will be completely dependent on the age pension, and whether or not you think that's a comfortable standard of living in retirement is more or less equivalent to whether you think the age pension is a comfortable standard of living.
What we heard yesterday from Grattan was that certainly those on low incomes, who are working for low incomes, would find the pension plus whatever might be in their super balances would be, in fact, a better income than what they've been used to through their working life. Is that fair to say?
So there's some people, obviously, who, because, for example, people who are on Newstart, which is at $14,500 a year, when they graduate, for want of a better word, to the age pension, they'll see an increase in their income. But it's important to understand that for some of those people, it still results in them living in poverty. And the issue that we see with the age pension, particularly because of the way the family home is treated, if you own your own home, if you've got a bit of money in super to top up your income, but you're still getting most of a full age pension, then you're probably doing fairly well. And the Grattan results confirm that.
Okay, just on the Grattan result, sorry to interrupt you, Simon, but I think I mangled the statistic before in my lead. The Grattan Institute modelling showed that most workers today will receive a retirement income of at least 91% of their pre-retirement income. What do you think, does your research support that?
We haven't looked at that specific statistic. What we looked at particularly was around the age pension, but also for what happens to people who aren't in that sort of, you know, average income, the people who don't work full-time for their whole lives, who have career breaks. And what we found is that there's a core group of people who could constitute as much as 25% of age pensioners who don't own their home, who have little or no savings, and who are actually genuinely struggling to get by on the age pension, especially in capital cities where rent is quite high. And those people, they're not saving enough in super that they're going to be comfortable in their retirement. And, you know, it could be as many as 25% of retirees. One thing that Grattan does point out is that as home ownership rates decline, the risk of people falling into that category increases. And they're suggesting that, you know, currently 3 out of every 4 retirees own their home. It could be closer to 1 in 2 over the next 30 years.
Yeah, that's a dramatic change, isn't it? And the definition of comfortable, I suppose, is subjective. From your research, how much on average do Australians have saved when they retire?
Well, that's a very good question. At the moment, 2 out of every 5 people who retire at age 65 have no superannuation at all.
None.
The median balance for a person in retirement at the moment is zero. So what we have is some people that have a substantial amount in super, a relatively small group of people, a bigger group that has some super but not a lot, and then a significant core of people that actually have no super at all. And the characteristics of those people are pretty easy to identify. They're more likely to be single, they're more likely to be women, they're likely to be older, but crucially, that group is very unlikely to own their home.
All right. Well, the Grattan Institute has talked in its report of the superannuation lobby as a fear factory. It said it's convinced many Australians that you have to have enough savings for retirement, so it's urging people to put in extra to top up their super. Calculations about what amount of money you do need for a comfortable retirement varies, but there's one figure, $1 million in retirement. What does your research reveal about how much people would need to have in their nest egg for a comfortable life?
Yeah, well, and it depends entirely on what you think is comfortable. And the
All right, let's have a life without overseas holiday. I'm not talking that. I'm talking about a life, you know, living day to day comfortably.
Yep. So basically, if you took at this in terms of income, right? So the modest standard that the Superfund Association comes up with is about sort of $25,000 for an individual. It's about $30,000 for a couple, which is the age pension plus $3,000-$5,000 a year, basically.
If you're not paying rent or mortgage,
All of that ends up being factored into it. So you have to add that on, right? So if you're looking at that modest standard, if you want a life in retirement that's a little bit better than that, you know, you'd like to eat out more often. You want to have holidays. You know, not necessarily talking extravagant holidays overseas, but that would probably look closer like, you know, $40,000 a year in retirement.
Right.
But to get to that level, you know, you need to be getting $15,000 to $20,000 a year from your super, and to get that much over the course of, you know, a 25-year retirement, you're probably looking at $500,000 in your super or more. So it really depends on the living standard you want in retirement.
Okay.
We do know that over time, that people tend to consume less in retirement, and Grattan points that out correctly. But if you do want to have that sort of what most people would consider a comfortable retirement, they need more money.
Thank you, Simon. The news is upon us. Thank you very much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Simon Cohen is Research Fellow with the Centre for Independent Studies, a centre-right think tank.